Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You hear the tune, the term superfood all the time, and you think, okay, I'm going to eat these superfoods, but there are some that you may not even realize are superfoods that you're probably not eating, and we're going to learn what those are today. My guest is recipe developer and food writer Katie Farmand. Welcome to the show, Katie. So let's start with some of the five best foods that people may not even realize and that they're probably not eating. Black garlic. What is that?
Yeah, so this is kind of one of those strange ones that people kind of think that sounds maybe a little gross. But black garlic is actually a whole head of garlic that they take and slowly heat over a long period of time, and it kind of just caramelizes the garlic. It turns black, but it's really mellow in flavor. It doesn't have a real strong acrid bite, and it's extremely high in antioxidants. Garlic, as we probably know, is very good for you, but as they cook it, it brings out these sort of special antioxidants that are only available in this black garlic.
And where do we find black garlic? Do we make this ourselves by slow roasting a head of garlic, or do we, because it's delicious. I love roasted garlic. Where do we find something like that?
So the best place is to find it online. There's a whole website called blackgarlic.com, and that is kind of, for me, that was the easiest way that I could find it. But there are several different websites that sort of offer it. And then a lot of restaurants, actually, these days are making it themselves. But it's a pretty specialized process. I don't believe it's something that you could do at home very readily, because it involves a lot of temperature regulation and keeping it at just the right temperature. But blackgarlic.com offers it, and some stores do sell it as well. You just have to look for it and ask for it.
Now, what about hemp? You know, this is coming into vogue lately, but it really is good for us. We're seeing it. I mean, we've seen it for a long time in clothing and the fibers being used for ropes and things like that. What else? Now we can eat it, right?
Right. So this is one of those kind of, you might see it on the shelf and pass it by, but it's one of those, one of my favorites, because it's pretty readily available. I buy it at Whole Foods or at the, you know, the grocery store across the street from our house. It's on the corner of the, you know, the protein aisle with the protein supplements. And I put the seeds in our smoothies every morning. And it's a great, easy way to get protein. It's got a ton of protein. And it also has great essential fatty acids. So the omega-6 and the omega-3s that you want to get lots of in your diet. And the hemp oil is packed with it.
Now, people have heard the word hemp and they associate it with marijuana. Different things, huh?
Totally different. So there's no THC, which is the stuff that gets you high. There's none of that in hemp. It's just the seeds of the plant.
Is hemp better for us than, say, wheat germ or flax seeds?
So there's different components of every nutrients and all the different things. So better or worse is kind of up to you and what suits your diet best and your digestion the best. But for me, this is a very easily digested, very sort of, and it's not too expensive either. That's another benefit of it. It's vegan, a vegan protein, which is great. And it's got a complete protein. So it has all nine amino acids that make it a complete protein, which is, you know, different than some of the other protein supplements that kind of get it from different places and it's all formulated together.
And we don't need to worry about adding it to our smoothies for our kids, because you're not going to get them high for their day at school, but it is a complete protein and a wonderful way to add in. Now, what about kefir? I love it. Some people find it a little too sour for their taste. My kids love it, but, you know, not everybody does. It's a little, it's fermented, which we know fermented is just, you know, so great for us, you know, kimchi and all these things. Tell us about kefir.
So kefir is very similar to just a plain yogurt. If you eat plain yogurt, you'll probably like kefir. It might take a little longer to get used to it because, as you said, it is quite sour. But you can, what we did when we introduced it into our family, I have a young daughter, and she's not really on board with just plain kefir just quite yet. But I put just a little bit of pure maple syrup or honey in hers and mix it in and slowly kind of gradually add a little bit less every day. So she kind of gets used to the sourness. My husband and I both drink it totally plain, and it's delicious to us, but it's packed with good probiotics, and I believe it's even more than yogurt. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it has even more than yogurt, and it also has great vitamin
C
and calcium and all that good stuff.
I think it is. And also, you know, people are seeing all these yogurt commercials for digestion and good digestive health. Well, kefir absolutely will help you because it's just packed with probiotics.
Yes, indeed. And it's actually a good choice for those who are lactose intolerant. A lot of times you can actually tolerate the kefir because it is the lactose is kind of already digested a little bit by those enzymes in the fermentation. So it's a good choice if you can't drink regular milk or you can't do regular yogurt, you could try kefir.
And just to review, we've talked about black garlic and hemp and kefir. And now what about chia seeds?
The chia seeds are actually kind of becoming a little more popular even since, even through the last month or so. I noticed at our local grocery store, they are now offering them in the produce section, which made me very happy because they used to be a lot harder to find. But if you remember, and most of us do, the chia, the commercials, those little black seeds that you would smear all over the terracotta form, well, those are the seeds that we are, those actual ones in the package aren't the ones that we're eating, but those are chia seeds, and they're really fantastic. They're teeny little black seeds, and they don't add a whole lot of flavor, but they do this really magic thing when you add them to liquid. They gel it together, so it kind of can give things the texture of like a pudding or not quite like a gelatin, but almost. It's kind of, it's a thickener, it's a great thickener, and I put it in our oatmeal, I put it in smoothies, and I also just add it soy milk or almond milk overnight in the fridge with a little bit of fruit. You wake up and it's like this great breakfast pudding.
Wow, what a great idea. I didn't realize that it made that thickening effect, and that would be great for kids, you know, a great way to kind of get that. Does it have fiber in it as well?
Yeah, tons of fiber. It's got antioxidants. It has protein. They have omegas. They have zinc, a really high dose of zinc. So it's a really one of those. It definitely is the true definition of a superfood. It's got a lot to offer, and you really only need a couple tablespoons. And I keep them in the fridge, but they don't spoil so quickly. So flax goes bad, especially after it's ground. You can't keep flax on hand ground very long, but chia seeds keep a really long time. So they're also kind of a good investment if you kind of cringe at the price of a bag of chia because it can be a little bit pricey. Don't worry because you only need a little bit and it lasts a good long time.
And then you can always plant it in the terracotta and make a chia head of somebody.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Those are hilarious. Now, what about the last one is nutritional yeast. What is it? Where do we find it? What do we use it for?
So nutritional yeast is it's deactivated yeast. So it's not going to make your belly rise and get tons of bubbles in it. But it is usually found, it's in most grocery stores, and it's usually in the sort of the natural foods aisle. Whole Foods and Fresh Market, I believe, both carry it. And it's kind of like, a lot of my friends who are vegan use it as a Parmesan cheese substitute. It has a sort of cheesy flavor, kind of nutty, and it's great on corn. It's a flake and it sprinkles out. So you can put it on popcorn, put it on top of pizza or pasta, and I like to put it on cauliflower before I bake it, and it almost tastes like cheesy cauliflower, but it's vegan. And it's filled with vitamin B12, which is one of those things that we all sort of could use a little bit more of. It gives you more energy, and it's a good protein source as well.
So to recap, black garlic, hemp, kefir, chia seeds, and nutritional yeast. Five of the very most awesome superfoods that you may not be eating. And Katie, in the last just 30 seconds, your best advice for getting these foods into our diets?
Just, you know what, do your best. Do what you can. Find one or two that fits your lifestyle and your diet, and just add them in and see how you like it.
And you can see more about Katie at katiefarmond.com. So try and work some of these recipes and some of these superfoods into your diet and even in for your kids because they contain antioxidants and zinc and iron and protein and fiber and probiotics. And, you know, these are all things. It's not just fad. These are really things that can help you live a healthier life. Remember, if you miss any of the great information that we give out here, you can always listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.